Proclamation number 6765 of 18th of February, 1957. Fall into the depth is the same as being without knowledge. In recognition of the truth is the whole salvation of the being. Once it was standing in the light, in the highest knowledge, and therefore it was also blessed in excess. For the being recognized my love, wisdom and power. It knew that it was created by me, and it also knew its purpose. It was constantly illuminated by my strength of love. There was nothing dark, nothing unknown for this being, and there was nothing that the being limited in his will and his strength. It was an unspeakably blissful state, a being in most luminous spheres, who, filled with my thoughts, even could be recognizable these thoughts to the beings. It was a constant overflowing of my original being into all these beings created by me, which also produced unlimited salvation in these beings. But the state of the beings changed. What streamed to them abundantly, they refused in free will. When the first by me created being misused its free will and turned it against me. A process, which was from far-reaching importance for all spiritual, once come out of me. Indeed that first being was also in highest knowledge, because it was created as my image, it was my equal in its nature, except that it was not from eternity, but it was created by me. So my will and my urge of love let arise it at first. And this being envied my priority to be of eternity, while itself had a beginning. And since it was not able to watch me, it set itself up as master of all created beings, which also accepted it in large part as their lord, in spite of brightest knowledge. And it lost all qualities that, still, characterize it as a divine being, because it abused the characteristic of divinity, the free will, and because it was completely without any love. It sank into the darkness. And its condition was unblessed, it was without light and strength, and it remained in this unfortunate condition for eternities. But the will of the first created being and also of its following was not able to drive out myself, the eternal truth, the light of eternity. It was well to refuse me its recognition, it could turn away from me, but it could not destroy me, blot out, let pass away. I was and remained the power that has control of all and to whom also the fallen spirits must be subordinated. If this is my will. But I let in the freedom. I let fall the beings, where they strove self-willed, to the depth. But I too do not refuse the being, if it wants to rise out of the depth again, if it makes the way to me again and wants to receive strength and light again from me. I help it to get rather than use all means. And because they lack any cognition, because they are completely without any light and each knowledge, I give it also the possibility once again, to obtain this light. I let get the beings into the state again after an endlessly long way of development, that they are able to recognize, if they are willing to that. And this is in the stage as man, where I send the truth to the being, to put it back into a state of bliss again. But where the free will has to do this again. What it once had, it must be acquired only now, but this will for that is evaluated very highly, and then the being reaches a level of light, which still exceeds the former level of light, because it has not only become my creature now, but my child, who had well the freedom, to remain in the depth, but still strove for the height on its own initiative and is unspeakably blessed now, because it stands in the light of truth again, because any darkness has left it, because all divine features fulfill the being in full measure and because it cannot be pushed away any more now from me through my opponent. That first created being. whose guilt is far greater, to have separated itself from me, and therefore it needs also far more time to go back the path of return to me, but that will also recognize one day that the unlimited salvation is only found with me, its Father of eternity. Amen.